let's see how well you guys can think, because it is quiz time. But right, so what we're going to do, we're going to divide you into two teams. So we've got, actually, we have Sarah M and Philippe on team one, and we have Sarah Shales and Andrew Ponson on team two. Now, this theme is very simple. You have to guess which event of the two I give you happened first. It's as simple as that. We'll be taking turns, so we'll start with Andrew and Sarah Shales. And just to clarify, we'll be using the official scientific definition of what came first, as in according to Wikipedia. All right? So, right, so I'll tell you two things, and you have to decide which one came first or not. You ready, you two?
We're ready.
Okay.
Are we allowed to confer?
Two are on a team together. So absolutely. Right, here we go. Your first one, Giza, so that's the pyramid at Giza, predates the extinction of mammoths. Do you think that's true or false?
I think that's false.
Yeah, I suspect it's false too. We're going for false.
Oh.
I'm really sorry. Actually, most mammoths went extinct 10,000 years ago. Small groups are thought to have survived until only 4,000 years ago, so there were mammoths roaming around the earth at the same time as the pyramids were being constructed. So it's 0 points for team one so far. Philippe and Sarah, let's see how you get on. You've got everything to play for. The others are doing very well at the moment, and you've got the opportunity to go into the lead. Which happened first, the evolution of the dinosaurs or the evolution of grass? And just to clarify, since we have a drugs person here, that's not cannabis we're talking about. It's grasses and the stuff that grows and we mow the lawnmower. So,
well, they had grasses during the dinosaurs, so
I have seen Jurassic Park.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did.
Right, so that's a reliable source to go by. Jurassic Park.
Well, it's on the TV.
Wikipedia, you know, Jurassic Park.
Okay, so your answer is you think the grass came first.
I would say so. I don't know. Partner, you say yes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, here's the answer. Grass didn't turn up until after the first dinosaurs were stomping around, but it did crop up before the dinosaurs went extinct. Right, back to you, Andrew and Sarah. What happened first, the invention of the fax machine or the discovery of Neptune? What do you two think about that? The fax machine or Neptune? Oh. Which came first?
I've only used a fax machine once. I don't know how long they've been around.
I'm going to go for the discovery of Neptune.
You're saying Neptune came first?
Yeah.
Actually, the fax machine actually predates the discovery of Neptune by 2 years. Neptune cropped up in 1846. The first fax machine, was 1843.
I don't believe it. You've got Wikipedia.
Look, chairman's decision is final. Okay, right, zero so far, and you get minus one for complaining. No, I'm just kidding. Right, level pegging on zero still. Let's see if you can improve on this, Philippe and Sarah. Which is older, sliced bread or the wheels on a suitcase?
You really got some good ones, don't you?
I think sliced bread came first. What do you think?
Because I would say that. I would say let's go with that.
Victorians did a lot of travelling, though, didn't they?
You made me eat pepper, so I will not trust you. I will go with the other one, yes.
Going with sliced bread.
Yay!
You are correct.
Perfect.
Sliced bread dates from 1928. That's over 40 years before the patent for the first wheeled suitcase. Oh, very well done. Okay, back to Sarah and Andrew. Which is older, Cambridge University or the Aztec Empire?
Well, Cambridge is over 800 years old. How old are the Aztecs?
Surely older than that. Surely.
Oh, I don't know, because when the Spanish went over to South America, they were still there, right? And that wasn't Aztecs, maybe.
That's what I would have assumed. But
okay, you're going Aztecs, is that right? You're
no,
going
because
for...
we're going to go for the opposite of what we think
okay,
would
you're
be
going
the
Cambridge University.
So we'll go for Cambridge University.
Hooray!
Yay!
Cambridge University was founded in 1209, which is over 200 years before the rise of the Aztecs. Very good. It's very even Stevens here today. Both teams on 1 point. Right, this is it. This is the decider. Okay. So, Sarah and Philippe, which is older, the theory of plate tectonics or special relativity?
Ooh. I read something about plate tectonics recently. Other than the title, I couldn't tell you what it is.
So
it was a useful read then.
Yeah, it was a very useful one.
I don't know, I would assume special relativity, but what would you...
I would go with plates, just because I would assume special relativity.
Okay, do you want to go with that then? Yeah.
Are you okay with that one?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Perfect.
No, I'm really sorry. Actually, special relativity in 1905 was proposed 10 years before the theory of continental drift, and it was accepted 40 years earlier. So actually, you both go home even Stevens, don't you? Because you've both got 1 point. Very well done. Okay, sorry.
I would have had the right answer to that.